In commemoration of World Wildlife Day, efforts to protect endangered species have been significantly boosted with the handover of a new breeding facility for the critically endangered endemic snake species, the St. Lucia Racer. The collaborative effort involves the Department of Forestry, Flora and Fauna International, Durell Wildlife Conservation Trust, the St. Lucia National Trust, and other sector agencies, and signals a growing momentum to preserve the world's threatened wildlife. The St. Lucia Racer snake, commonly known as the cowies, is a true gem of the island's natural heritage, but its survival is under threat. In a heartening move to safeguard this critically endangered species, the Department of Forestry and Union has unveiled a stunning new facility, in partnership with the Flora and Fauna International, FFI, Durell Wildlife Conservation Trust, and the St. Lucia National Trust. The aim is to provide a safe and controlled environment for breeding the St. Lucia Racer to ensure its survival in the wild. With the expert guidance of herpetologists and the latest technological innovations, the facility aims to increase the population of this beloved snake and protect it from the dangers of habitat loss and invasive species. There are less than 20 racers on Maria Island Major. Country Manager Flora and Fauna International, Adams Toussaint, say providing a secure and supportive environment for breeding and reintroducing the St. Lucia Racer in the wild will be favorable for the species to thrive again. Minister for Agriculture, Honorable Alfred Prosper, underscored the importance of this groundbreaking project in the conservation of the St. Lucia Racer, saying the collaboration between the organizations is a shining example of the government's unwavering commitment to working with conservation stakeholders and partners in preserving St. Lucia's biodiversity. The official handover of the St. Lucia Racer facility is a significant step in protecting the St. Lucia Racer from extinction, and the milestone realized by the partner organizations is an attestation of what can be achieved in the name of conservation.